Duff and Whitey. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
I feel like we got our second wind a bit because we did sort of plateau a little bit there, and I think we're sort of running back on top of the ground. Having Dan back in the team really helps our midfield, and Sinclair's been a good player for us with his fast feet and his ability to run at the game as well. And who knows, we might get Battle next week as well, which would be a real plus for us as well.
That's the plus, said Brett Ratton after the game against the Western Bulldogs, where they were to the good of the Dogs by 3 points and through to a semi-final at Richmond on Friday night. It's going to be a very interesting affair. Jack Loney, I'm sure, is very excited about that. The security forward, he joins us on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. You are welcome anytime on this program, and I'm sure it's a pretty exciting week up there in the Saints Hub at the moment. Just describe the vibe for us, if you can.
It's been very exciting. Following the win on the weekend, you've got the bus down after that. It's been a good buzz up in the territory at the moment, and we're really looking forward to taking on the ties this week.
The Noosa factor, the fact that you are a little bit further away from everyone else, now of course there's only a few teams left in Hubs at the moment with the finals campaign, but the fact that you have your own little piece of Queensland, has that been a positive, do you think?
I think it probably has. I think we've been able to have the resort to ourselves, be pretty free in things we're allowed to do. I suppose I haven't really experienced being in a hub with another team, but it's been good for us to really gel together as a group, and a lot of the boys have really started to connect, and all the younger boys and all the older boys have really started to build together a good bond, and probably the hub has been the thing that's probably burned that together.
And I'm interested, Jack, in just the comments that Brett Ratton made before about getting that second win late in the season that has sort of propelled you into this situation where you're now into the second week of finals. How do you see that playing out? How do you agree with that, and how do you think it's happened?
I'd probably say I agree. I think there's probably a stage there where we're probably struggling a bit with our form and probably lack of confidence there. But I think in the second half of the year, we've been pretty good, and we're starting to try to get the right mix and a few players back now from injury that we had there. It's really helped us, and we're pretty much full strength, barring a few. I think we're in a good space heading into this week.
And the forward line, I mean, you've been there for a little while now as that sort of small four, but now you've got Dan Butler down there as well, and we actually just received a text message from one of our listeners saying that, you may have benefited from Dan being there as well, that there's a couple of small forwards to worry about now. What's it been like having Dan around the place?
It's been very good. I've luckily played Dan in big country, under-18s, and a little bit of a relationship there, but, he's been awesome. Since he's come to the club, he's brought a lot of knowledge, and he's definitely helped me with my game. It's been great to watch him and play alongside him this year. He's been in some unbelievable form, so hopefully he can keep that up and get a win against his old side this week.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great build-up to that. But just going back to the game on the weekend, how nervous were you in the last 5 minutes when the Doggies were rampaging? It was getting pretty tight, Jack.
It was getting very tight. I was on the bench for probably the last 3 minutes, so I felt a bit hopeless out there. But, I think I was lucky enough to hold on. But our work in the second and third quarters were probably good enough to help us there. So, we definitely reviewed that last 3-5 minutes of the game on the weekend and what we can improve on, and hopefully that holds us in good stead.
So, Jack, you said you're on the bench at the end. I mean, that means you were sitting very close to Paddy Ryder when he came off. And I'm just interested in your, explaining the emotion that was coming out of him at the time, but also from his teammates, knowing the significance of what was taking place at that very end.
It definitely was pretty bittersweet. We were came down there. To see him come off, in tears, it was pretty hard to watch, especially when we felt like we just won the final. We wanted to celebrate. We just had to get around him, and he's such a good person. He was really happy for the club and happy for the boys. He's just so disappointed that he won't be himself. But he's going to be a big loss, but yeah, I think there's players who can step up in his absence, and Rowan Marshall, you know how good he's been in the ruck, so he'll take that responsibility this week, and we back him in.
It seems that he's had a big impact on the footy club in a short time, Paddy. I mean, he's a fairly quiet guy, but just in a very short time, he seems to have made a big impact at St Kilda.
Yeah, no, he's a pretty quiet guy, and he's such a good thing to do, but I suppose when he gets on the field, he's so competitive. I think you can see that every time he's going to bounce and jumps as high as he can. He's our mid-first season, something pretty special to watch, actually, every time he gets up there. And he's so competitive and he wants to win. I think he's getting probably later in the career now, but he's so keen for success. He's been great for our footy club. He's been great for Rowan to help his space in our other developing rocks. And like I said, it's pretty disappointing not to have him out there this weekend.
Jack Carlisle won't be there either this weekend. Will Josh Battle come back in? We heard Brett Ratton talk about that in that little grab on the plane. Will he come back in, Josh?
I think he'll train today. We're really hopeful that he'll get up and get back in the side. He's a pretty important player for us.
And what do you take from that round four clash where you defeated the Tigers and did a pretty good number on them, really? Is it too far ago to be bringing too much to that to this game this weekend, or is there enough in the way you played and the way you're able to shut them down that will correlate and be applicable this weekend as well?
I think there's probably a little bit there. I suppose, it is a fair way away to play that game. But, I think we'll definitely have a look at it and see how we expose them. And they're obviously a fantastic side and have a pretty good finals record in recent times. So we're going to have to be on for the fight. But, we'll take a little bit out of that game and hopefully that can hold us up and hopefully we can, get points.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Friday night?
I'd have to say probably a 10. Coming into my first final series and winning on the weekend, you just want to get that feeling again. So very excited to play Friday night footy and at the Gabba, at Urchcon, sorry.
Yeah, which is just that little bit extra for you to get there. But that's all right. That won't stop you because you're going gangbusters at the moment, the Saints. We can't wait to see you in action with your teammates on Friday night. Jack, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much.